All right. Anyway, Kevin Abney, everybody.
I too kind of wish we could just keep talking about Batman all night, but I didn't think about that beforehand. I know you're not necessarily supposed to always buy into the theme, but sort of naturally, there's nothing I can do about it. This is my first time here, so that is a new beginning. The first time in the theater space, so that's also a new beginning. And while I've done a couple of things similar to this before, this is really my first time here. And I'm just sort of starting to explore an idea like this, like a new puppy, sort of, you know, getting to know his surroundings. You bring him to the house, he needs to get his nose and everything, figure out what's going on. And that's my terrible segue from the new beginnings into what I'm going to talk about here. Now, I have a dog that has sort of ruined me as a dog person. I used to be a dog person. And my current dog has sort of taken that away from me. I now am a cat person or a puppy person. I'm okay with puppies. But once you get a little past that, they have these, especially a lot of animals I have, I seem to be attracted, or animals with weird quirks seem to be attracted to me. And even normal things that dogs do doesn't really make sense to me. Like, I never understood why dogs just hate mail carriers so much. And my dog would bark every time he'd show up, and I wouldn't get it, so that'd make me mad, and it was just this cycle of anger. It wasn't working out. So I thought about it for a while. And it's just a simple misunderstanding. If you think about it, the dog doesn't understand that the mailman's bringing us mail. And if you take that out of the equation, it really is, it's something to get mad about. If you consider this person coming to your house every day, at the roughly the same time, and he just sort of... he doesn't enter. He never reads anything. And just when you think you're starting to figure him out, it's like, this guy in these shorts, he's going to come up at 3 o'clock today. He's going, where is he? And you know, as the owner, it's Sunday. This is not the day. But the dog doesn't get it. He's going, all right, 6 days in a row he was here. He's not here. What the fuck is he planning? He's not here. If you just go home and you sit down your dogs and you explain to him, he's bringing us a package. The dog is going to stop barking. He's going to figure everything out. And I wish it was that simple sometimes, that you could just sit something down and explain it the error of its ways, because then everything would just be so much simpler in life. You mentioned sports briefly earlier. I'm not a huge sports guy, but something I don't understand, I watch European football, I watch soccer, it's one thing I watch and that's it. And I think it's such a minor detail, but what I like about that is their World Cup is the world. It's everybody, it's all the country. And here, I don't understand who gave the National Basketball Association the right to decide the world champion. I don't know if it's strictly an American thing, because I don't really follow South Korean stock car racing, so I don't know what... But I wish that we could just sit things down and explain to them that, you know, this is how it's supposed to be. And that's all I've got. Thank you.
As an aficionado of South Korean stock car racing, let me tell you a thing or two.
I've got a spreadsheet for that.
Oh, shit. Charlie, what gave you the right to determine the world championship?
Charlie.
I apologize.